G'day again, young Andy here from the Cuddabeens, and this week's interview of the week is our two-game wonder from the 30th of May. It's Bernie Conlon, a tiny rover from suburban Melbourne, who went to South Melbourne and played two games. They just happened to be the last two games South ever played before moving to Sydney. He told the boys about the Keep South at South campaign, and then about moving to Adelaide, playing in a premiership with West Adelaide, and becoming a club legend. Enjoy this interview with little Bernie Conlon, a Cuddabeens interview on demand. At abc.net.au/cuddabeens or cuddabeens.com.au and follow the links. This is the Cuddabeens Interview of the Week. Enjoy.
Who gives a rat's if the stats come in a little under? Just the one in the sun's enough. Rip snorters only need four quarters. Check the book as we look at the one or two game wonders.
And two games is what we're looking at this week. Cast your minds back to 1981, when the football world exploded as South Melbourne started to tear themselves apart about whether or not they ought to relocate to Sydney. We had the Keep South at South movement. The players got drawn into it, breaking a rule that's been quoted about 10 million times in the last 10 days, is that, you know, players shouldn't get involved in the off-field stuff at footy clubs. Well, the players' torch certainly got involved in the Keep South at South.
So. They did.
And they played their last games as South Melbourne that year, 1981, and it all came with a rush for everybody involved, didn't it? There was no extended grieving period. It was just done.
And no opportunity for the club to rattle tins and save itself.
And playing for South Melbourne back then was a 163-centimetre rover from Oakley and played in the final two games played by South Melbourne before they moved up to Sydney. He's moved over to West Adelaide, where he went on to become a legend, playing in the 83 flag, and joins us from the Alberton, where he's watching West Adelaide play Port Adelaide today. Bernie Conlon, welcome to the Cuddabeens.
Morning, fellas. Good. Such a pleasure to be on.
Now tell us, before we do, tell us about your two games. Tell us about what the atmosphere was like amongst the players and everybody around the club when suddenly the Sydney thing exploded at the end of the 81 season.
Yeah, well, it sort of exploded halfway through. It sort of gently came through us that we were going to move. Then, as you said, we had the Keep South at South committee and... one board was sacked and they brought in Bill Collins, the accurate one. He became our president. Coach then became John Rantel after Stewie had resigned. I think retired, more accurately. And he had also had an assistant coach in Peter Bedford.
That
was like an interim measure over the season until... eventually, the VFL said, no, you're going to Sydney. The votes have come in. And we went off. And then the board was put off. The coach was sacked. And Ricky Quay took over.
And
there you were, coach.
A kid from Oakley just trying to get a game.
That's right. And was struggling pretty hard to get a game, too, my lad.
Did you just have the 1 year there, Bernie?
No, I started off in about August 79. I went down there and with their pre-season and stayed until the end of 82.
So you had a year up in Sydney?
Well, we didn't move to Sydney. I think Bernie Evans and Colin Hounce or Mark Browning, there was only two players actually based in Sydney. Mm. The rest of us would fly up each home game in Sydney. And then... the following year, as I said, in 83, we were expected to all move up. And that's when I parted company, as you know, I thought the move for me is going up there. I would still struggle for a game, so I came over here to Adelaide.
Did you originally come from Oakley in the VFA, or were you an Oakley Districts boy?
Oakley Districts. I started my junior career at Notting Hill. They only had juniors that went to under-17s. And then when... that ran out. I went to Oakley Districts under-18s, then senior football from the under-18s.
So there must have been about Oakley four Districts. Of you from... Were there four of you from Oakley Districts played at South at that time?
I think there was quite a few. There was...
there was Warwick Kappa and... Warwick. David Rees-Jones?
Warwick was in the under-19s at that stage. Okay. But there was Michael Wright, Stephen Wright, the two brothers, the Wright brothers. Who else was there? David Windbanks, he played a few years later.
And you were all zoned, were you, Bernie, back then?
Yep. Well, I was right on the cusp. It was either Richmond or... Well, actually, it was just South Melbourne. But I'd moved across the road, I was in Richmond territory.
Amazing. Mm. Yeah.
And Bernie, of course, for listeners of the program, and including our producer, who wasn't born in 1981, we should point out that Colin, of course, is spelt Shawn. So no relation to Mickey Conlon.
I did once say I got pulled over by the coppers in Melbourne and he was a Fitzroy supporter. Mickey Conlon soon became a brother winner. definitely no relation.
And you didn't quite have Mickey's build?
No, well, I thought I did, but the statue was a little bit shorter, a little bit thinner.
It must have been a big thrill, though. If you've played all of 1980 in the reserves and then most of 81 in the reserves as well, and you finally get picked to make your debut in round 21, how did you feel?
I was very gratifying gratitude towards Ian Stewart. I think he gave it as a reward. I was a fairly fierce trainer, and he came to me the Thursday night, said, "Son, I'm going to give you a treat. You're in the ones tonight." So that was a big thrill. I still got fond memories of that, and my time at South Melbourne, and the first year of the Sydney Swans. They were a great bunch of people, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So you played in that game against Essendon. Did Stewie tell you you were in for the last two games, or just the one, and then you got picked again?
I got picked again. He did say I was picked on the bench for Essendon, but he roved two rovers out of the pocket. So Silvio Piccioni was in one side, and he was picked up by Shane Hurd, I believe, and I got stood by Neil Danaher, which was a big thrill.
Wow. Well, they picked you again next week. You played North Melbourne, which must have been a thrill as well. You must have been dirty, though, that you never played against Melbourne because you would have towed Paul Callery up at 163 centimetres.
Had him covered.
Well, he actually ended up at South Melbourne for a short time there.
Is that right?
And, it was quite pleasing, especially when you do the hamstring stretches and you push your shoulder. I now know how long my legs are.
Bernie, your career in Adelaide, you went to West and you played in a premiership and you're still involved in local football?
Yeah, just the past players. We've got an enormous past players group at West Adelaide, one of the strongest in the league. And, we have like Wednesday night raffles down in the club, and each Wednesday we have a special guest speaker of a past player. I don't know if you boys would know Freddie Bills. He played for West Torrens. And we had him last week, and some of the stories he told were absolutely brilliant. And it's a great atmosphere. I enjoy being involved.
And what's the raffle prize? A nice red from the Barossa or something?
We sometimes sneak a red in there, but it's the side of land. I think we have three sides of land, so there's a few lopsided sheep around.
Traditional values, Bernie. And you're on the line to us from Alberton as we speak?
That's great. It's a beautiful day here, and if anyone's coming down, I'd bring the crocheted rug because she's a bit chilly.
All right. And you are playing Port Adelaide. Have you got the car locked up and the GPS hidden under a blanket or something, Bern?
Actually, I'd bring the old brick stand and put it up on bricks.
And you still keep an eye on the Swans?
Yeah, I'm actually a Kangaroo supporter. I've followed North most of my life. But it's certainly a sentimental spot for the Swans, and they're doing all right. You know, a lot of people have written them off this year, but they're always around the mark under Ruzzi. He's quite a good coach.
And just given you have been in Adelaide now for some time, we were talking earlier about the Jack Oatey Medal and the Foss Williams Medal, and apparently only one player has won both. He's won two Foss medals in 84 and 88 and a Jack Oatey in 85. Who was it, Bernie?
Wasn't Gary McIntosh?
No, he's an all-time South Australian great who came to Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah, superstar.
Ooh, so not Rick Davies?
No. He's still involved at one of the AFL clubs.
Ooh.
Glenelg legend.
Kernahan, is it?
Stephen Kernahan.
How could I? Oh, I'm very...
Did you play against him?
Certainly did. In 83, I actually ran third in the McGarry medal. By the records, it says that I was runner-up because young Stephen Kernahan won it with 44 votes.
Oh,
and the next nearest person to him was Tony Antropos, and he was awarded the McGarry Medal because Kerners had given a love tap slap across someone's face. It was the softest tap you ever want to see, and was rubbed out and did not receive the medal.
Yeah. Probably his only ever rubbing out, was it?
Yes, it wasn't worth rubbing out. The coach at the time was Neil Curley, and he, I remember the night of the count, I skipped Steve's father, Harry, had his hands in his hand all night. He didn't look up. It was the saddest sight.
And the votes kept on coming.
They just kept coming. They were pouring. He was the most outstanding footballer for the year, and he couldn't get the just desserts of the medal.
Oh, and you can imagine Neil Curley thinking, well, if you're going to get disqualified, you might as well make it worthwhile.
He actually asked Doug Thomas, who was the umpire that day? Doug? And then he shot off. I didn't see the umpire after that.
Now, Bernie, the most important question of all, are you a member of the Swans Past Players Association?
No, I'm not.
Ooh. Oh, Torch is coming looking for you then.
Well, yeah, Torch, well, we'll get John Herriot to ring you up.
No problem. That'd be great.
Well, Bernie, thanks for talking to us today, and enjoy the rest of your day there at Alberton, watching your beloved West Adelaide go around. They're going to win?
They should do. The reserves are 4 goals up at the moment, and the boys are just coming on they're just starting to get their act together. We're not expecting to take the flag, but we're a lot more competitive this year.
So you expect to knock them off?
I think so.
Oh, Bernie, terrific. Have a great day.
I hope I get out here safely.
Yeah. Thanks again. Bernie Conlon, 2 games for South Melbourne in 1981 in what was at the time, you know, one of the most tumultuous periods of footy that we've ever seen.